right, gang, let's get this thing started, huh?
A 49-year-old unidentified man went berserk last night, opening fire with a 12-gauge shotgun.
The country's future lies in the hands of one province tonight. 5 million Quebecers are choosing between yes and no.
A lot of bleeding hearts around who just don't like to see people with helmets and guns. All I can say is go on and bleed.
All you people want is more, 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 more! Leave Benny alone!
This is Revision Radio.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
With Eddie Irwig.
Well, they will not be judged by the color of their skin.
Co-hosted by the Gov.
But by the content of their character. I have a dream.
Revision Radio. Taking news seriously for a change.
Welcome to Revision Radio. Week three. I got the skis back. Skis, can you try your mic?
It's good to be back.
88.7 Van Cleek FM, the voice of the community, in the heart of the community, the Review Studios.
This couldn't be more in the heart of the community.
You come back from your trip. We're going to talk about that a little bit later.
So,
you just got back. I saw you pull into the studio parking lot.
I know.
Right, this moment.
Fresh off the trip, just back in town.
Wow.
That's my level of dedication to this show.
All right, are we going to hit it or what? Let's do this.
Our top story.
Did you hear that?
Heard.
Let's do that again.
Our top story.
All right, so our top story tonight on Revision Radio, complaints from tourists and residents of towns surrounding Hawkesbury have put the Hawkesbury mayor in the hot seat about bilingualism. You know all about that, Skis. Huh? Your French is a little rusty, though, I think. English-speaking visitors to Hawkesbury are saying that they can't shop there, eat at restaurants, or even ask for directions from locals without being responded to in French and with bad attitudes. Hawkesbury Mayor Jean Charlebois, that's a woman, I believe, spoke briefly to the press today saying it's simply not true and Hawkesbury is totally bilingual and friendly to English speakers. We reached out to the mayor's, and we got someone from the mayor's office, a spokesperson named Jean-Pierre Levesque Charbonneau Tremblay. He's got from the mayor's office. He's going to join us tonight on the line here. Let's see if we can get this... this person on the line here. Check. Hello, are you on the line there, Mr. Levesque Charbonneau Tremblay? Hello? Wait, maybe I'm using the wrong mic here. Hello? 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 Test.
Wait, Mr. Irwig.
Oh, wait, hello?
Test. 1, 2, 1. Wait. We must all?
Yes, I got you now. Hello?
We must
all. Okay, so first of all, Mr. Levesque Charbonneau Tremblay, where do these allegations about Hawkesbury being basically a one-language town come from?
Dans le fond, c'est un petit groupe d'anglais qui aime pas les francophones qui pensent que parce que Hawkesbury, on est en Ontario, que tout le monde de la ville, on devrait changer la tradition. Leurs héritages peuvent les accommoder en anglais.
Not understand.
Oui, pardon. Oui, c'est que Hawkesbury, dans le fond, c'est une ville française et anglaise. Je ne crois pas que la ville qui devrait changer à 100% anglais à cause de ce groupe de rebelles. Nous sommes près de la frontière du Québec et je n'entends pas de ce problème de la ville de Castleman. En tout cas, une ville qui est éloignée un petit peu plus en Ontario que Hawkesbury.
Any of this.
Oui?
Okay, I'm sorry, Mr. Levesque Charbonneau Tremblay. I didn't understand any of that. I only speak English. And I know that the skis French is a little rusty, so you probably didn't get any of that either.
I got a few words here and there. I think what he's trying
let's
to say
move
is...
On, let's move on here, and maybe you can answer this one so we can all understand it. Do you feel like the hospitality in Hawkesbury is different for Anglophones than it is for Francophones?
Je crois sincèrement que c'est pareil pour les deux. Si vous demandez une question en anglais à n'importe quel résident, restaurateur, je vous gage tout l'argent que j'ai dans mon compte de banque qui vous répondront en anglais. Puis comme un Français demande une question, il n'y aura pas de réponse en français. Nous, ici à Hawkesbury, nous sommes des gens civilisés, pas comme les gens de Castleman. Ça, c'est une autre histoire. Ils sentent mauvais puis ils travaillent très mal.
I didn't understand that either. So, okay, let me just let's wrap this up, Mr. Levesque Charbonneau Tremblay. What do you say to the listeners who are convinced that English speakers are getting a raw deal in Hawkesbury?
Je peux pas vraiment répondre à cette question parce que je crois pas que l'anglais, dans le fait, il se fait pas malmener. Ils se font traiter comme le reste de la population, presque la famille. J'ai au moins trois anglophones dans mon entourage et on jase tout le temps. Demandez à n'importe quelle personne de Castleman qui ont des amis avec des anglophones, ils vont vous dire qu'ils vont vous cracher dessus puis ils vous aimeront pas. J'aime les anglophones d'Ontario autant que j'aime ma mère, M. Louis.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for clearing that up. So clear, crystal clear now.
Thanks,
Jean-Pierre. That was Jean-Pierre from the mayor's office in Hawkesbury, spokesperson for the mayor, and that was our top story. Did you get it? You got a little rusty there, Skis?
Caught a few words. I think I got the gist of it. All right, he was trying to say.
We'll come back to that one a little bit later.
Is he going to
be the ringleader? We're going to fight this day and go get everything. We're going to stay back in the studio.
I'm argumentative, my future mind alone, and I'm college educated. My girlfriend wears Birkenstocks, and sometimes I'm rock. You say we're unstable, but you know we're not. And it lives on the rocks that can, and all our coins are brown. I wouldn't wear it if it wasn't recyclable. The world was ours when we were college educated. And all our opinions will be yours. We only shop in abandoned store. Plenty of demonstrations is what I do. I won't stop the world that's choking you. The world was ours when we were college educated. And I try every day, I try to make a difference for you and I. Why can't you see it? You gotta open your eyes. It might go down today, it might go down tomorrow.
Revision Radio. Try the veal.
Hey, welcome back to Revision Radio on 88.7 of Anchorage FM, the heart of the community and the voice of the community. Am I right, Skis? Skis is back.
I'm back.
Wow, you're distorting there a little bit.
I got a little excited.
Say that again. Can you say I'm back?
I am back.
Yeah.
I'm back. I'll be back. I am back.
Back. Okay, so you went to Toronto to do a special report. You told me you were going to do a special report. And, well, let me just get right into this. If you're following the news at all, you probably heard about the tunnel that was discovered near the Rexall Center in Toronto yesterday. It was revealed that the tunnel was dug out as a man cave by two men whose identities are being kept from the media because there is no charges being laid. If you follow Revision Radio, you may know that our very own The Skis, co-host of Revision Radio, missed our show last week to head to Toronto. What a lot of you didn't know was that the Skis and another individual were the ones responsible for the tunnel.
I helped
Skis. You built the tunnel.
I helped build the tunnel as a man cave. That was the intention, and it was only no one was ever.
Let's get to the questions here. I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued. You obviously didn't go and build it in one weekend.
Well, it took us at least 2 weekends.
So you went there last week to chill with another person who helped you build it, and you found out it was surrounded by cops. What went through your mind when you saw that?
I'm not going to lie. I was a little intimidated. I was scared. I'll put that right out there. I thought it was a quiet place to hang out and chill, just to be a man cave for the guys.
Yeah.
But there I was in the middle of
some
the trees.
Some dartboards, maybe?
Dartboards, a case of beer.
Yeah.
You know, if we can get a TV in there.
Just being men, boys will be boys.
Doing what boys do, you know? Talk about things that we can't talk about on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
There I was in the middle of the trees, listening to police, losing their minds over the cave. I tried to hide, but they heard me.
Yeah.
So they approached me, they handcuffed me, started asking me
This is the first time that's ever happened to you in your life?
First time.
Handcuffed.
Terrifying.
So they knew that you were responsible for the
naked. And the worst part was is that I didn't even know what I had done wrong. I'm sitting there, they start asking
perfectly
me all
normal
types of
questions. To build a tunnel in Toronto like that.
Downtown Toronto. People build tunnels all the time.
Who was the other person? Can we just get that out there?
His name was Rob Ford.
Yeah. Are you lying right now? Ex-mayor Rob Ford.
Some of you may have heard about this guy. Apparently he was in the news a lot last year. To me he just seemed like any ordinary dude.
So he has a history of doing drugs and drinking a lot. Did he ever do any drugs in front of you?
He never did any drugs in front of me, but he did most of the digging.
What do you mean?
We'd meet up at the cave, and he had all this energy. He would just send me off to get a six-pack.
Yeah. Like some Coors or something?
Yeah, Coors. You know, one time it was Bose, which I found surprising, because he struck me as a light beer kind of guy.
Yeah, he looks like the NFL tie-wearing kind of...
That's it.
You know,
very
average.
Very fit. Anyway, he sent me out to get a six-pack, and when I got back, he'd be right there digging, sweating.
Oh, just, I can imagine all that sweat.
Just generally
wearing
killing
Wearing
it,
like a suit. Oh, like...
Full suit, you know. Tie right out, you know, top button done.
Wow.
Tucked in shirt, dress shoes,
shovel it's in a hand. Possibility that when you left, he might have taken something to give him some more energy to dig.
That had not occurred to us. At least it hadn't occurred to me. But I mean, you know, it was he was just killing it.
He killed it.
Digging KMs at a time, you know?
Wow. Why did you, I know we kind of covered this, but what made you decide that this is the man cave, Toronto, let's do it? Where is the brainchild of all this?
I wouldn't say that it was I that decided. I think it was mostly his idea.
Okay.
Actually it was mostly his idea. When I first met him at the beer market in Toronto about 2 years ago,
yes,
he was mayor and we became friends
right
away. I heard
that's
you know?
His hangout. Yeah.
And I was into politics at the time, yeah. So I was sort of said, oh, here's a chance to meet this guy who seems surrounded by good people, other politicos and things like that. Yeah. So we hit it off right away and he started telling me that, you know, things were about to go down. Uh-huh. I had no idea what it meant. That all these...
This is before allegations.
Yeah, way before. You know, we're going back a couple of years. So when he said that shit was going to go down, I didn't know what he was referring to. And then all of a sudden this stuff starts coming out in the papers. And I guess his idea was to just build this tunnel and lay low until things blew over.
This is... Can we agree that this is illegal? This building a tunnel... This is illegal. How did you guys get away with this without being charged?
Well, it was just a man cave. I mean, you've got your man cave.
Yeah, but I don't build a tunnel. Like, I know. I have a little section. Well, Jackie's away for the weekend. I hang out, play some video games, listen to some Steely Dan or whatever.
That's your prerogative. I mean, you took advantage of the fact that there was some extra space in your apartment. You know, maybe not all of us were that lucky. So we went the extra mile, literally.
Did he have anything to do with
man cave?
Did he have anything to do with why you guys didn't get charged? That's my question. In so many words.
Look, I mean, Ford pulled some strings. He's still got friends in high places.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a man cave. It was going to have a bar, a TV, some posters of swimsuit babes.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
it's classic man cave.
It wasn't illegal. It wasn't a weapon, you know. We weren't hiding bombs down there.
Yeah. What's Rob Ford like?
Rob?
What is he like?
You
talk to, you're saying like you're fond of him, like he's a good friend of yours.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of too bad what happened, but he's pretty chill.
Yeah.
He likes football, big NFL fan. Mm-hmm. A bit racist, but nothing over the top.
Oh, yeah, everybody.
You know, your average racism.
You're just a little people just every day.
I think I've been spending too much time with Rob.
Like just the other day, like I was at the convenience store and then the guy shortchanged me. So I'm like, what are you trying to jip me? It's racist. It just came out of me.
Right. See? It's just that natural racism.
So he's that kind of racist, or maybe a little bit more than that?
Maybe a little more over the top, but he means well. He loves Everybody Loves Raymond.
that's a good show.
And Everybody Loves Raymond, so I kind of go figure, right? But he's always quoting it and stuff, so.
I think I have like one more question possibly. I have one more question for you. Now that the tunnel's been filled up, What are you gonna do? Where are you gonna chill?
Have they filled up the tunnel that quickly?
It's filled up. You didn't hear that? Wow. You were on your way back.
Yeah.
And they filled it right up.
Wow. Didn't waste any time. I guess I'm gonna go to Plan B. I mean, now that I'm back in Vanklik Hill, I figured I'd just dig another one here.
That's a good idea. You're gonna invite your boy,
Rob?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got some things to deal with back home, but as soon as that all blows over, I think he'd be welcome to come down here.
Skeez, I want to thank you for getting so personal with me.
Anytime.
And about why you left and now that you're back. And I'm going to play another segment to the show, and we're going to move on. Thank you.
Give me some slack!
Cut me some slack, will you?
Cut him some slack, okay?
Can you cut me some slack?
If you see me hanging around, you don't know me. Don't stare at me for too long. I'm a wanted man in Colorado, wanted man in Buffalo, wanted man in Kansas City, wanted man in Ohio, wanted man in California, wanted man in Old Cheyenne. Wherever you may look tonight, you might see this wanted man. I might be in Alabama or Georgia by the sea, working for some man who don't know who I may be. If you should see me coming and you know who I am, don't breathe it to nobody, 'cause you know I'm on the lam. Stare at me for too long. I'm a wanted man by Lucy Johnson, wanted man by Lucy Brown, wanted man by Susie Thompson, wanted man in this Texas town. See, I've had all that I wanted of a lot of things I had, and a lot more than I needed. Some things have turned out bad. I got sidetracked in El Paso, had to find myself a map. Took the wrong way down to Juarez with a needle on my lap. Went asleep in Shreveport and woke up in New Orleans, wondering how I'm wanted, some town halfway's in between. Wanted man in Tallahassee, wanted man in Syracuse, wanted man in Cincinnati, wanted man in Baton Rouge. Somebody sent to grab me anywhere that I might be. And wherever you may look tonight, you might catch a glimpse of me. If you see me hanging around, you don't know me. Don't stare at me for too long. I'm wanted man in California, wanted man in Buffalo, wanted man in Kansas City, wanted man in Ohio, wanted man in Alabama, wanted man in Old Cheyenne. Wherever you may look tonight, you might see this wanted man.
Revision Radio. It's Britney, bitch.
All right. Welcome back to Revision Radio on 88.7 Vanklik FM. Keep screwing up that M. It's like the third time.
FM.
Yes, I got it. Thank you.
Like,
got
like
the skis.
It's like an N, but two of them.
Skis. I didn't know you were so close to Rob Ford.
I didn't.
You didn't either.
I didn't know. No, it just, you know, it's one of those things.
You don't consider him a big mogul of media.
You start hanging out with a guy, you have a beer, and suddenly
you don't see past that.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't, you know, I mean, you can't believe what you read in the newspapers. Those journalists, I mean.
You don't, honestly, none of that stuff happened?
None of that? No, everything that I just told you happened.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, like all the other stuff that we read about Rob Ford. I mean, what about the crack? Man, that's something that we could talk about another time. We have a guest in the studio today. Your mic is on, so maybe you want to say hi. Can you say hi?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
This is Jordan Banforth from Bose All Natural Brewing Company.
Excited to be here on the big show.
It's the big show. So that the listeners don't get scared, we're going to do a little interview with you so people get to know you before we start doing some trivia and getting to know you a little bit better.
Great.
Let's do this first question here. What's your full name?
Jordan Marchant Bamforth.
Marchant, that's a weird name. Ask Easy. Ever heard a name like that before?
Never heard it, but I love it.
What's your earliest memory?
That's a tough question. I don't know.
No, it's the second question. You get harder from here.
Is that a money question?
No, it's not a money question. Those come later.
I don't have an earliest memory.
You don't have an earliest memory. What do you do for a living?
I work at Bose.
Okay, what do you do there?
I'm the creative director.
Here's the fourth question, even though you really killed the second question. If you were a wrestler...
I'm pointing at the fences on this one.
If you, yeah, this is the one. If you were a wrestler, what song would you play when you came out of the curtains?
Oh, these questions are really
hard. Good ones, huh?
Song coming out from behind the curtains.
Skis knows, as I can tell. What is it, Skis?
Yeah, what's yours?
Your mic is go. Let's do this.
You know that theme from Rocky?
Wow, I thought it would be better than that. Wow, I'm turning your mic down. Okay, what is it? What's yours, Mr. Bamforth?
Well, like, what's a good, like, genre to pick, even? I don't know.
You got to get to the kids. The kids these days love wrestling.
Well, Drake. I'd go with Drake.
Yeah? Started from the bottom?
Yeah.
That's a good tune. I don't have it on my computer here to play it, but maybe next week. Where were you when the juice got loose?
Well, I was.
Do we know what we're talking about? We're all on the same page here. When the juice got loose.
This is
when did the juice get loose?
This is a really good question because
was I in Toronto?
I was at Cardinal Carter Catholic High School.
So you were in high school, yeah?
Yeah, I was in, I believe, French class, learning French as everybody should do, and I had to go to the bathroom, and I went out in the hallway. Mm-hmm. And actually, Eddie Irwig here was the guy who told me that OJ was freed. I saw him in the hallway. Incredible. He was all, and he came up to me and said, "The juice is loose, Jordan." He was so excited.
Do you know that story sounds fake, but that is a true story.
It's
a true story.
It's like everybody remembers where they were when the juice got loose.
If you won $80 million, what's the first thing you would buy?
Ferrari.
Ferrari, right? No hesitation on that one.
Ferrari 458.
If you were to pick one person, living or dead, to get into a fist fight with, who would you pick?
Living person.
Living or dead.
Or dead person to get into a fight with?
Fist fight. No weapons.
You want to be like a fist fight you could win, right?
No, if I got my butt kicked by Andre the Giant, I'd be like, yeah, at least I fought that guy, you know?
These questions are really hard.
You only got two more.
It really put you on the spot.
I got to ask some hard person. Ones.
Ski's got hard to ask what religion. He was like, I don't know what to say.
Brutal personal questions.
Napoleon. I'd fight Napoleon.
Napoleon. That's a good answer. Skis, who would you pick on that one? Do you have anything on the top of your head? If you don't answer in 3 seconds, you're done.
Probably pick a hockey player.
Oh, McSorley, Marty McSorley?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, he would get killed. He would destroy your face.
Okay. No weapons. He wouldn't have a hockey stick.
So. He wouldn't have a hockey stick, but he would use his fist to
I'd pick Donald Brashear.
Yeah. Mash your face. All right, so you got two more questions here. What's the best part three of any movie trilogy?
Back to the Future Part 3. It's a great, great Western movie. By itself, it's an excellent, excellent Western movie.
Great movie. And the last question, was Jesus a real person?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus was a real person. You don't get that a lot. Okay, we're going to come back and we're going to play some trivia with Jordan, and maybe the skis will chime in a little bit more.
Your current balance is $6.66.
We'll be right back.
This is Revision Radio.
How you doing out there? You're listening to Revision Radio 88.7 Van Cleek FM.
Well, much better. Much better. You'll get the hang of this.
I just looked at my notes here, and I forgot to ask you one question, Jordan. I skipped one by accident. I'm going to ask it to you.
All right. Fire away.
Can I get you to come closer to the mic a little bit?
Fire away.
In your opinion, which celebrity is famous for no good reason?
Famous for no good reason. These questions are really tough. Celebrity good for no good reason.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny McCarthy.
Really?
What did she do?
She's doing the whole activism with the whole...
Is that activism or is that like just complete BS?
Jenny
That's
McCarthy,
not activism.
Jenny McCarthy's got history. I can remember from my younger days.
Well, everyone, she was probably younger days.
But what was she even for like a celebrity for back then?
She was like on MTV or something.
That's right.
But she had a charm, right, on MTV. Okay, I'm not going to say your answer is wrong because it's in your opinion.
Charm is one way of putting it. I don't think we knew what charm meant.
So when the skis wakes up from the nightmares that he has, this is the song that plays in his head.
Who wants to win $4?
I've been singing this song in my head all day because I'm pumped to try to win $4.
You think you can do this one?
I don't know. I'm really nervous.
This is just random questions that come out. For the listeners out there, all it is a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire-esque type of trivia game that they stole from me because I invented it.
Well, I remember you working on this game back in at Our Lady of Grace elementary school. We used to play it at recess behind the portables.
Back then it was who wants to win a loony because I didn't have $4 like I do today. Like,
who wants to win a Nutella sandwich?
you would literally give up your lunch.
Well, I never ate Nutella because basically what is that?
It's a chocolate sandwich.
That's a chocolate sandwich. Yeah. Come on. Feeding kids chocolate sandwiches? How lazy are you parents?
Did you bring the sweat rags for our contestant?
Maybe he can use your sweater skis.
Right.
All right.
It'll get warm in here quickly.
My hands are like clammy.
That's a not uncommon reaction to this game.
My mouth is really dry.
Let's get this started.
Round one.
Do you know your lifelines? Since the skis here, I'm going to take away one of the lifelines that I usually do. You can't look at your phone. You can ask the skis. That's one of your lifelines. Life savers. That's what they're called.
And then I can look at my phone.
No, you can't. You can ask the skis. You can ask the computer to cut two questions out. Computer's useless, so
that's
I'll
a bit of a ripoff that I can't look at my phone. All the other contestants got to look at their phone.
The Rod Gilbank just messaged his mom to tell him that he had won $4, and you didn't even use your phone.
And I'm better than the phone. There's more knowledge in here.
You better not let me down.
Did you cut my mic off again?
Your mic's up. Your mic is up. Okay, so you have
50-50.
50
ask the skis.
Ask the skis and a new question. If you don't like the question, you can ask for a new question. Are you ready to do this?
As ready as I'll ever be.
First question. Which soccer player did not score 4 goals in the 2014 FIFA World Cup? Did you watch that World Cup, Jordan?
Yeah, I watched that World Cup.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was very exciting.
Okay. So which soccer player did not score 4 goals in the 2014 FIFA World Cup? A. Neymar. B. Luis Suarez. C. Robin Van Persie. Or D. Leo Messi.
Who did not score 4?
Not score 4. This is a random question, and I know you're a soccer.
Neymar got kicked out. Got kicked out early. Mm-hmm. Suarez got kicked out early because he bit a guy.
Wow, you did watch the World Cup.
Very impressive.
Neymar got injured, so it's got to be one of those two. Messi made it to the final.
Robin Van Persie made it.
Van
to quarter.
Persie quarter no, or semis.
Semifinal. Yep.
Jeez.
4 goals. So you know that
but
three
Suarez,
people.
But Suarez, you know, he was on fire in the Champions League or in the Premiership the year before. He probably could score 4 goals in like the 2 games that he played.
You never know unless you.
I'm gonna say the hometown boy Neymar.
Is that your last decision?
That is my.
Do you realize before you say anything that if you mess the first question up, you don't win any money and you're off the show?
I thought I got to do all the questions.
No, you don't.
And then I get a percentage of how many I get correct.
I've never cut someone off giving their last decision before. That's just giving you a warning. Okay, I've never been. Wait,
oh,
wait,
is this like. Oh, man. So was it Suarez? Round
one. Still on round one here.
This would be a good time to get the sweat bucket.
I don't know. It's 50-50 this time.
You're going to do 50-50 already? Using a lifesaver.
You're putting on the pressure.
It's the music. It's not me.
This better not be like a smart computer either. This better be a helpful.
Computer, can we take away 2 questions? Your questions that are left are B. Luis Suarez or C. Robin Van Persie. Oh, that might say something for you. Neymar is not on the list anymore.
Suarez. It was Suarez then.
Hey, that's up to you. You can say last decision.
My final prerogative.
That's correct. You got the first question right. Even using. I think you used it on the second question. I never seen someone use it on the first question before. Wow. That's the hot stool
this
that you're in right now.
This is a pressure cooker.
You're in the hot stool. That's
why. On a hot stool and a pressure cooker.
It's like someone turned the thermostat up here at like 10 degrees.
All right, here we go.
Round 2.
You ready for round 2?
Bring it on.
This is going to be a random question. It might not be in the same genre as the first question. We all know that Klose has scored the most FIFA World Cup goals, and Fat Ronaldo has scored the second most. Who has the third most FIFA World Cup finals goals? Did you hear that okay?
Yeah. Oh, you're going to give me selections. Here.
Yes, of course.
Oh, I thought it was a blank question. I thought it was like racking my brain.
This is the idea.
Oh, this is going to be a piece of cake then.
We have A. Thomas Müller. B. Gabriel Batistuta. C. Roberto Baggio. Or D. Pele. Some high-scoring fellas on that list.
You got a couple of my favorites in there. Mueller And yeah. Batigol, I love Batigol.
Batigol scored a lot of goals.
He did score a lot of goals.
Mueller. Skis, are you even understanding any of these
Mueller.
Questions?
Mueller.
I think probably in the listening area, me and you are probably the only two people who know what the hell we're talking about right now.
Mueller. Mueller.
Definitely people in Hawkesbury don't know what we're talking about.
I think Skis might be giving you a clue when he was doing the Bueller thing.
I was saying Mueller.
Oh, you were saying Mueller, so you were just giving him an answer.
Right.
Thanks, Skis.
Well, no reference at all to Ferris Bueller. Stay off.
Mueller.
So Fat Ronaldo, second most. Your boy, Klose, has the most World Cup goals. Who has the third most? FIFA World Cup. We're not doing, like, other kind of World Cups.
What other kind of World Cups do we got?
There's the World Cup
third
of...
Third all time.
Something.
Round two. Mueller's got... Didn't he score, like, a lot of goals?
He scored a lot of goals.
I'm going to say Mueller.
You're going to say Mueller. That's A, right?
Yeah.
A, Mueller.
Final decision.
Is that your final prerogative?
That is my final prerogative.
You got it correct on the 50 cent question. 50 cents.
There's five shiny dimes on the table right
so
now.
So you can walk away with 50 cents, basically.
I can choose to leave too, right?
You can.
Is that an option?
You can leave if you want, but then you...
Like this is half of a coffee tomorrow morning.
You could leave, but we have another game for you after this one.
Why wouldn't you try for the full coffee?
Hey. Look, did you hear that?
Thanks, Reach.
Double or nothing.
All right, let's go. I'm ready to go here.
You're ready for the next
heart
is
pumping.
All right, here we go.
Round three.
Third round. Dollar question.
There's 10 shiny dimes on the table right now.
Skis, thanks for providing me money this week.
I made sure to
lost $8 in the last 2 weeks, you know that?
Sorry to hear that.
Third round. Who failed to score in the 2010 FIFA World Cup?
Messi.
Remember that one?
Yeah, I think it was Messi.
Messi is not on the thing here, so
okay, good.
I don't know why you're getting ahead of yourself. That one was in South Africa. The Vuvuzelas were blaring. Yep. A, Cristiano Ronaldo, the Portuguese sensation. B, Wayne Rooney, the English player. C, Steven Gerrard, or D, Clint Dempsey, failed to score in the 2010 FIFA World Cup. Do you remember seeing that World Cup? Do you remember where you were? You were living in Ottawa?
No, 2010. I was actually, we watched some games in Ottawa. And then for the final, I actually watched it in Prince Edward Island.
Mm-hmm. That was Netherlands-Spain, right?
Netherlands-Spain. That was a really rough final.
Yeah, it
Netherlands was like at their nastiest.
Cristiano Ronaldo, Portuguese. Wayne Rooney, English. Steven Gerrard, English. Clint Dempsey, U.S. Right? Skis, you got that? You know that guy?
You're Clint done. Dempsey, you're done, Skis. He's on the USA, Team USA. He's like Mr. USA. So why is one of the, like, one of the helping things, ask the Skis when he doesn't even know who Clint Dempsey is.
Have you even watched a World Cup game, Skis?
Our man, Clint.
Do you know we're talking about soccer, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Football, actually.
Round three.
Still on round three?
All right.
You American ingrates.
My gut is telling me it's like Ronaldo or Rooney.
Okay, so you're into the R's.
Because I think Rooney scored this time, and wasn't it like his first?
It was a big drought, I can tell you that much.
It was his first goal ever in the World Cup, I think. Let's go with
B?
Ronaldo, though. Like, he's like clutch disappointment in the World Cup.
I don't blame Ronaldo, it's this team. The Portuguese, don't get me started on the Portuguese football team.
Dempsey and then... Gerrard's class act. Come on.
Can't go World Cup without seeing a Gerrard goal, right? I'm just agreeing with you on everything that you tell me right now.
Well, we're going with Dave Barton's boy, Wayne Rooney.
Is that your final prerogative?
My final prerogative.
That's correct, sir. Wayne Rooney did not score in the 2010 FIFA World Cup. Imagine you went with your first answer, which was Lionel Messi, who wasn't even on the list. I pick E, Lionel Messi.
I'm going off script here.
We're hitting up a round four. Skis, can you supply the money here for this?
Round four.
Pulling out the big coins.
This is the $2 question. Am I right? Am I right, Skis? Were you putting $3 on the table?
Two.
Hey, what are you doing for... do you want to co-host a show, Jordan? Because the Skis is really dropping the ball here.
I spent too much time in Toronto with Rob Ford. I think.
I've never seen so many bags under his eyes.
I'm a little out of it right now.
All right. So we would have, at the most, two more questions.
But what if I could choose to do another question?
We could hear three of them, yes.
Okay.
Here's the fourth round question. Which of these players never held a FIFA World Cup? A. Alessandro Del Piero. B. Kaká. C. Francesco Totti. Or D. Zico. Are you familiar with these players?
Everyone except for Zico.
I think you can play this out on your heads. Maybe you're going to ask the Skis. Skis is on his phone right now, so maybe he's infiltrated the rules a little bit.
This would be the right time to ask. No, I don't need to look at my phone. You ask me, I know. I'm playing innocent right now. But
have you heard of Zico? No idea.
Not only have I heard
of
him.
Can you give me a hint? What country did Zico play for?
He was a star. I'll give you a hint. He wore a yellow jersey, and he kicked free kicks like you would not believe. One of the greatest free kick players in all of World Cup history.
Also later became a coach.
Skis knows what he's talking about.
Kaká, Brazilian player.
Yes. Do you remember Kaká winning the World Cup?
Round four. I'm
trying to think back. When was the last time Brazil won the World Cup?
Kaká.
Did you hear that bird? There's a bird in here.
There's a bird in the studio. It's a tropical bird.
You haven't said anything about Del Piero, because I can tell you smell that Italian World Cup win in 2006.
2006, buddy. Zidane, what a chump.
Sick headbutt, though.
I was a pretty sick headbutt.
Maybe you can go with your hunch. You haven't heard of Zico? Maybe he's the one that didn't win the World Cup. Am I right?
As a player or as a coach?
Oh, I don't think he ever coached a World Cup team.
I'm going to ask my boy here. The Gov.
Wow.
The Gov is being asked.
What are you saying?
A lot of pressure here.
He is going to take his time just thinking. He's just looking into the air right now.
Because I don't know. This Zico thing is a whole...
I'm surprised you never heard of Zico.
Worms. I'm going to say it's not Zico.
You got to give me
that's
better.
That's quite some
that.
Advice right there. What did you type that into your brain? Did Zico ever win a World Cup, and what came up in your brain, your Google brain?
No. What came up is that Zico represented Brazil in 78, 82, and 86.
This is like an encyclopedia on legs.
And even though 1982 Brazil team is considered as one of the greatest teams ever, they did not win a World Cup.
Strong words.
So you're telling me pick Zico?
No.
What? He is being really, really indecisive here.
What was the question?
Did Zico not win a World Cup?
That is correct.
The question is, who never held up a World Cup? FIFA World Cup.
Round four. I've got my trust in Italia here with Baggio.
Baggio's not on the list.
Who was the other Italian player on the list?
Francesco Totti.
Totti.
The greatest Italian player that ever played. Totti. Besides Paolo Rossi, but that's a whole other story.
Arthur Antunes.
Yeah, let's go with Zico here. Let's do it.
We're going with Zico?
You mean Arthur Antunes Coimbra?
Get the nickname
Zico. Is Zico just one name?
Z-I-C-O.
Yeah. Zico, one name, yep.
Born March 3rd, 1953. funnily enough, today is his birthday.
No way.
What? He is 62 today.
Happy birthday.
That is an incredible coincidence.
Happy birthday,
that is
Zico.
That's a correct answer, and it is his birthday.
What? Then?
Are you lying that it's his birthday?
March 3rd, 1953.
That's incredible.
That's the same birth year as my father.
Wow.
I hope so.
A lot of coincidences right now.
The stars are aligning for Mr. Bamforth here.
I'm going to go across the street and buy a lottery ticket. I'll be right back.
You should buy a Zico coconut drink,
too. Make sure to take your snowmobile.
Are you ready for this next round here? Because you actually made it to the
next round. I'm getting a little bit more comfortable here, even though it's the last round.
You didn't tell him whether he won or not.
You got it. I told him he was correct.
This is the final round.
A little different there? You like that?
Classy.
$4 now on the table.
$4. The skis is putting it down. Jordan Bamforth in the hot stool. Last question of the night. It could be, well, he has one lifesaver left, so this could not be that. He could change it up if he doesn't like this question. You ready for this?
Yep.
Why did Zidane get a red card in the 2006 FIFA World Cup against Italy? A, he bit an Italian player. B, he headbutt an Italian player because he made fun of his sister. He blocked a shot from going into the net with his hand. Or D, he threw a banana at an Italian player.
All of these things are things that have happened in soccer.
Yep. Did it happen to Zidane, though?
2006, I mean, probably.
One of the craziest finals in the game that I can remember.
It was a really boring World Cup. I remember just the lead-up games. There was a lot of. It was pretty boring. It was a World Cup. The final game was really boring up until the point where Zidane was insulted by the Italian player and then headbutted the player right into the chest, resulting in a red card.
So that's your answer? B?
That is my final prerogative. B for Bobby Brown, final prerogative.
The stars lit up. They lined up for Jordan Bamforth. He got this correct. He just won $4. The skis, hand him his money, please.
Yeah!
Jordan Bamforth, I present.
He survived it. He got it. $4.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Congratulations. A well-deserved $4.
Well-deserved skis. Thanks for the help, huh? Thanks for the help on that one, because he couldn't have done it without you, of course.
I'm very passionate about Zico.
One of your favorite Italian players?
Not Italian. One of my favorite. One of my favorite.
Trying to trip you up there.
Yeah, I know. You can't trip me up on Zico.
All right, we're going to come back with, after this little break here, we're going to come back with a true or that's not true for Jordan.
We fill the jails, arrest anyone, any rank.
We will make them see their injustice, and it will hurt, as all fighting hurts. But we cannot lose. We cannot. My body, break my bones, even kill me. Then they will have my dead body, not my obedience.
I don't care if we fill the jails, fill the jails.
Let us take a solemn oath that, come what may, we will not submit to this law. We will not submit to this law. The next generation, and you get the high five that the police station.
So you wanna wear blue and prey on the people, come loot the constitution, or all men so equal. Beat down the poor and the working class core. You're a class trade of motherfucking rich man's whore.
Cause there's a thin blue line between the love and the hate. If you sold truth across it, you're a nothing for the state. You're injustice, more precious, the precious of you. So you wanna be a killer for the red, white, and blue.
Little kids to the ground, keep your own people down. Stop the double attack when you think of the sex. Put your own damn brother, you got no respect. But the killer won't.
Forget it, matter, and it ain't gonna stop. It's enough to last. All the way until we reach the top. We gotta let the rest rock the riddle. What's your detail? You gotta pick up on society and it's your will. Even
be a cop. Never stop your wicked cops going pop. After 41 shots, you're grinning in the donut shop. Your sickening behavior regulates this society. You muster all the sickness and hatred inside of me. So you wanna wear blue? Well, you're just a type. Got a chip on your shoulder and an itch for a gripe. Standing on a raft in an ocean of blood. But you're doing the killing and your cops go thud. How can we tolerate this matter? Piece of pay, pick a cop. Never cycle to his death, you in the shower. Chucky V, Morty G, LOC, me never stop. And you're just a beat sweet if you wanna be a cop. This is green and the sky is blue. Well, that's about right, cause we're below you. You got my extra attitude when you come down my block. So you wanna be a cop. Fuck that, it's matter and it ain't gonna stop. It's enough to battle on the way you do it. What's in the tail? You got a bitch up for society and it's your will.
Even if it's not my song, you make it situation love.
You got the young bar and then I want when you drink away your arms and I'll be your
The function of a civil resistor is to provoke response, and we will continue to provoke until they respond or they change the law.